Exploring the Night Sky with Binoculars by Patrick Moore. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: Exploring the Night Sky with Binoculars by Patrick Moore is a comprehensive guide to using binoculars for stargazing. It provides detailed information on how to use binoculars, what objects can be seen in the night sky, and how to observe them. The book begins with an introduction to astronomy and basic concepts such as celestial coordinates, star magnitudes, and constellations. It then goes into detail about choosing the right pair of binoculars for observing different types of objects in the night sky. The book also covers topics such as how to find your way around the night sky using star charts, which planets are visible at any given time, where comets and asteroids can be found, and how to identify galaxies, nebulae, clusters, double stars, variable stars, novae and supernovae. Additionally, it includes tips on taking photographs through binoculars or telescopes. The final section of Exploring the Night Sky with Binoculars focuses on practical advice for getting started in amateur astronomy, including safety considerations when observing outdoors at night, setting up a telescope or mount correctly, understanding light pollution levels, selecting suitable sites for observation away from urban areas, making observations during different times of year depending on weather conditions, etc. Overall, this book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in exploring the wonders of our universe through their own eyes using nothing more than a pair of binoculars. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understanding the night sky. A basic understanding of the night sky is essential for anyone wishing to explore it with binoculars. This includes knowledge of the constellations, the planets, and the moon. Main idea number 2. Choosing binoculars. Binoculars come in a variety of sizes and magnifications, and it is important to choose the right pair for the job. Factors such as aperture, magnification, and field of view should be taken into account. Main idea number 3. Observing the moon. The moon is the most obvious object in the night sky and can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the moon's features, such as craters and mountains, and to observe the phases of the moon. Main idea number 4. Observing the planets. The planets can be observed with binoculars, although they appear as small points of light. It is possible to observe the planets' movements and to observe their features, such as the rings of Saturn. Main idea number 5. Observing the stars. The stars can be observed with binoculars, although they appear as small points of light. It is possible to observe the stars' movements and to observe their features, such as color and brightness. Main idea number 6. Observing star clusters. Star clusters are groups of stars that can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the stars' movements and to observe their features, such as color and brightness. Main idea number 7. Observing galaxies. Galaxies are large collections of stars that can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the galaxies' features, such as their shape and size. Main idea number 8. Observing nebulae. Nebulae are clouds of gas and dust that can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the nebulae's features, such as their shape and color. Main idea number 9. Observing comets. Comets are small bodies of ice and dust that can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the comets' features, such as their tails and their orbits. Main idea number 10. Observing meteors. Meteors are small pieces of rock and dust that can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the meteor's features, such as their speed and trajectory. Main idea number 11. Observing satellites. Satellites are man-made objects that can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the satellite's features, such as their size and shape. Main idea number 12. Observing double stars. Double stars are two stars that appear close together in the night sky and can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the star's features, such as their color and brightness. Main idea number 13. Observing variable stars. Variable stars are stars that change in brightness over time and can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the star's features, such as their period and amplitude. Main idea number 14. Observing star colors. The colors of stars can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the star's colors, such as blue, yellow, and red. Main idea number 15. Observing star magnitudes. The magnitudes of stars can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the star's magnitudes, such as first magnitude and sixth magnitude. Main idea number 16. Observing star patterns. The patterns of stars can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the star's patterns, such as constellations and asterisms. Main idea number 17. Observing star motions. The motions of stars can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the star's motions, such as proper motion and parallax. Main idea number 18. Observing star distances. The distances of stars can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the star's distances, such as parsecs and light years. Main idea number 19. Observing star ages. The ages of stars can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the stars' ages, such as main sequence stars and red giants. Main idea number 20. Observing star temperatures. The temperatures of stars can be observed with binoculars. It is possible to observe the stars' temperatures, such as blue stars and red stars. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding the night sky is an important part of exploring it with binoculars. To get the most out of your stargazing experience, you should have a basic understanding of the constellations, planets, and moon that make up our night sky. Knowing where to look for these celestial objects will help you find them more easily when using binoculars. The constellations are groups of stars that form patterns in the night sky. These star patterns can be used as guides to finding other celestial objects such as planets and deep sky objects like galaxies and nebulae. By learning how to identify some of the major constellations, you can use them as reference points when searching for other interesting sights in the night sky. Planets are also visible in our night skies if conditions are right. They appear brighter than stars because they reflect light from our sun rather than emitting their own light like stars do. The five brightest planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, can all be seen without any optical aid, but binoculars will allow you to see more detail on their surfaces or moons orbiting around them. Finally, there's our closest neighbor, the Moon. It's always worth taking a few moments each month to observe its changing phases through your binoculars. It'll give you an appreciation for just how dynamic this object really is. Main idea number 2. Choosing binoculars can be a daunting task, but it doesn't have to be. The key is to understand the different features of binoculars and how they affect your viewing experience. Aperture refers to the diameter of the objective lens, which determines how much light enters the binoculars and affects image brightness. Magnification indicates how large an object appears when viewed through the binoculars. Higher magnifications provide more detail but also reduce field of view. Field of view is measured in degrees or feet at 1,000 yards and describes how wide an area you can see with one glance through your binoculars. When selecting a pair of binoculars for stargazing, consider what type of objects you plan on observing. Faint galaxies require larger aperture lenses while brighter stars may need less magnification. Additionally, if you plan on scanning large areas such as star clusters or constellations, then look for wider fields of view so that more sky can fit into each frame. Finally, Make sure that your chosen pair has good quality optics. This will ensure sharp images with minimal distortion. Main idea number 3. Observing the moon is a great way to get started in astronomy. With just a pair of binoculars, you can observe the features of the moon and its changing phases. The most obvious feature on the moon is its craters, which are caused by impacts from asteroids and comets over billions of years. You can also see mountains, valleys, and other features that give it an interesting texture when viewed through binoculars. The phases of the moon are also visible with binoculars. As it orbits around Earth, we see different amounts of sunlight reflecting off its surface depending on where it is in relation to us. This creates a cycle that goes from new moon, when none of its face is illuminated, to full moon, when all of its face is illuminated. By observing this cycle, you can learn more about how our solar system works. So grab your binoculars and take some time to observe the moon. It's an amazing sight that will leave you feeling inspired by our universe. Main idea number 4. Observing the planets can be a fascinating experience. With binoculars, they appear as small points of light in the night sky. However, with careful observation, it is possible to observe their movements and even some of their features. For example, Saturn's rings are visible through binoculars when conditions are right. In addition to observing the planets themselves, there are many other celestial objects that can be seen with binoculars, such as star clusters and nebulae. Exploring the night sky with binoculars can provide hours of entertainment for amateur astronomers. Main idea number 5. Observing the stars can be a fascinating and rewarding experience. With binoculars, you can observe the stars as small points of light in the night sky. You will be able to see their movements and observe their features, such as color and brightness. By studying these features, you can learn more about our universe. In his book Exploring the Night Sky with Binoculars, Patrick Moore provides detailed instructions on how to use binoculars for stargazing. He explains how to identify constellations, locate planets, and even spot comets. With practice and patience, anyone can become an expert at observing the stars. Main idea number 6. Observing star clusters is a fascinating activity that can be enjoyed with binoculars. Star clusters are groups of stars that appear close together in the night sky, and they can be observed from many locations around the world. With binoculars, it is possible to observe the stars' movements and features, such as color and brightness. By studying these characteristics, you can learn more about how stars form and evolve over time. When observing star clusters with binoculars, it is important to note their size and shape. Some star clusters may appear round or oval, while others may have irregular shapes due to gravitational interactions between the stars within them. It is also possible to observe multiple generations of stars within some star clusters. Younger stars will often appear brighter than older ones. By taking detailed notes on what you observe when looking at different star clusters through your binoculars, you can build up an understanding of how these stellar systems work over time. This knowledge could help us better understand our own place in the universe. Main idea number 7. Observing galaxies with binoculars is a fascinating experience. Galaxies appear as faint, fuzzy patches of light in the night sky, and can be seen from even the most light-polluted areas. With larger binoculars, it is possible to observe more detail within these galaxies. The shape and size of each galaxy can be observed, along with any bright stars or star clusters that may lie within them. The Milky Way itself can also be observed with binoculars on clear nights away from city lights. It appears as a hazy band stretching across the sky, made up of millions of stars too faint to see individually but visible when taken together. By carefully scanning this band, you may even spot some distant galaxies beyond our own. Main idea number 8. Observing nebulae can be a fascinating experience. With binoculars, it is possible to observe the various features of these clouds of gas and dust, such as their shape and color. Nebulae come in many different forms, from bright emission nebulae that glow with an eerie light to dark absorption nebulae that appear as patches of darkness against the starry background. By carefully studying these objects through binoculars, you can gain insight into how stars form and evolve. When observing a nebula with binoculars, look for its overall shape first. Many nebulae have distinct shapes like circles or ovals, others may appear more amorphous or irregularly shaped. Look for any variations in brightness within the nebula. Some areas may be brighter than others due to differences in density or composition. Also note any colors present. Most emission nebulae will show up as red or pinkish hues, while dark absorption nebules are usually black. By taking your time when observing a nebula with binoculars, you can get an appreciation for its beauty and complexity. You might even spot some faint details that would otherwise go unnoticed. Main idea number 9. Observing comets can be a fascinating experience. With binoculars, it is possible to observe the comet's features such as its tail and orbit. Comet tails are made up of gas and dust that have been released from the nucleus of the comet due to solar radiation pressure. The tail always points away from the sun, so when observing a comet, you should look for its tail first before looking for its nucleus or head. The orbits of comets can also be observed with binoculars. As they move around their orbits, they will appear to change in brightness and size depending on how close they are to Earth at any given time. By tracking a comet over several nights, you may even be able to see changes in its position relative to other stars in the sky. Comets provide an exciting opportunity for amateur astronomers who want to explore more than just stars and planets with their binoculars. Main idea number 10. Observing meteors can be a fascinating experience. Meteors are small pieces of rock and dust that enter the Earth's atmosphere, burning up as they travel through it. With binoculars, you can observe these meteors in detail, watching their speed and trajectory as they streak across the night sky. When observing meteors with binoculars, look for bright streaks of light that move quickly across the sky. These will usually last only a few seconds before disappearing from view. You may also see some faint trails left behind by larger meteoroids which have burned up more slowly. It is important to remember that most meteor showers occur at certain times of year when conditions are favorable for viewing them. Check your local astronomy club or planetarium for information on upcoming meteor showers so you know when to look out for them. Main idea number 11. Observing satellites with binoculars can be a fascinating experience. Not only can you observe the features of the satellite, such as its size and shape, but you may also be able to see it move across the night sky. This is because most satellites orbit around Earth at speeds of up to 17,000 miles per hour. When observing a satellite with binoculars, look for bright points of light that appear to move slowly across the sky. If you are lucky enough to spot one, try tracking it for several minutes or more until it disappears from view. You may even be able to identify which type of satellite it is by looking up its orbital path online. Satellite observation can provide an interesting way to explore our universe and gain insight into how man-made objects interact with their environment in space. So why not grab your binoculars and take a closer look at what's orbiting above us? Main idea number 12. Observing double stars can be a fascinating experience. With binoculars, it is possible to observe the two stars in close proximity and take note of their features such as color and brightness. It is also possible to measure the angular separation between them, which can give an indication of how far apart they are in space. By observing double stars over time, it is possible to detect any changes in their relative positions or brightnesses. This can provide valuable information about the physical properties of these objects, such as whether they are orbiting each other or if one star is eclipsing the other. Double star observations can also help us understand more about stellar evolution by comparing different types of binary systems. By studying how these systems evolve over time, we gain insight into how stars form and interact with each other. Main idea number 13. Observing variable stars is an exciting way to explore the night sky. By tracking a star's brightness over time, you can learn about its period and amplitude. With binoculars, it is possible to observe the subtle changes in a star's luminosity as it moves through its cycle of variation. This type of observation requires patience and dedication, but can be incredibly rewarding. To begin observing variable stars with binoculars, start by selecting one or two that are bright enough for your equipment. You will need to track the star's brightness over several nights so that you can accurately measure any changes in magnitude. It may take some practice before you become comfortable with this process, but once you do, you will have gained valuable insight into these fascinating celestial objects. Main idea number 14. Observing star colors is a fascinating way to explore the night sky. With binoculars, it is possible to observe stars in different colors such as blue, yellow, and red. The color of a star can tell us about its temperature and composition. Blue stars are usually hotter than yellow or red stars, while cooler stars tend to be more orange or red in color. The brightness of a star also affects its apparent color. A bright blue star may appear white due to the intensity of its light, while dimmer stars will show their true hue more clearly. By observing the colors of different stars with binoculars, you can gain insight into their properties and learn how they compare with each other. Main idea number 15. Observing star magnitudes is a fascinating way to explore the night sky. With binoculars, it is possible to observe stars of different magnitudes, ranging from first magnitude, the brightest, to sixth magnitude, the faintest. By comparing the brightness of stars in different constellations and regions of the sky, you can gain an appreciation for how vast our universe truly is. When observing star magnitudes with binoculars, it's important to remember that your eyes will take some time to adjust. Start by looking at brighter stars and then gradually move on to fainter ones. You may also want to use a chart or app that shows which stars are visible in your area so you know what you're looking for. Once you become familiar with observing star magnitudes through binoculars, you'll be able to appreciate the beauty of our night sky like never before. Main idea number 16. Observing star patterns is a fascinating activity that can be done with binoculars. By looking through the lenses, you can observe constellations and asterisms, groups of stars that form recognizable shapes in the night sky. With some practice, it's possible to identify many of these star patterns by their shape or location in relation to other stars. When observing star patterns with binoculars, it's important to find a dark spot away from city lights for optimal viewing conditions. It also helps to have an understanding of how the night sky moves over time so you can locate certain constellations at different times throughout the year. Additionally, having a good reference guide such as Exploring the Night Sky with Binoculars by Patrick Moore will help you identify various star patterns. Main idea number 17. Observing star motions with binoculars is an exciting way to explore the night sky. By carefully tracking stars over time, you can observe their proper motion and parallax. Proper motion is the apparent movement of a star across the sky due to its actual movement through space relative to our own solar system. Parallax is an effect caused by Earth's orbit around the Sun that causes stars to appear to move against more distant background stars. To observe these motions, you will need a good pair of binoculars and a clear night sky away from light pollution. Start by picking out two or three bright stars in your field of view and note their positions relative to each other. Then come back on another night at roughly the same time and compare how they have moved since your last observation. By repeating this process over several nights, you can begin to see patterns in how these stars are moving across the sky. This exercise will help you become familiar with some of the basic principles behind stellar astronomy while also giving you an appreciation for just how vast our universe really is. Main idea number 18. Observing star distances is an exciting way to explore the night sky with binoculars. By carefully studying the stars, it is possible to observe their relative distances from one another in terms of parsecs and light years. This can be done by noting the apparent brightness of each star and comparing them to one another. The brighter a star appears, the closer it is likely to be. In addition, careful observation of double stars can also provide clues as to how far away they are from each other. By measuring the angular separation between two stars, you can calculate their distance apart in astronomical units, AU. This method works best for binary systems that have similar magnitudes. Finally, observing stellar motions over time will give you an idea of how far away certain stars are located from Earth. As some stars move faster than others due to their proximity or motion through space, this provides a clue as to which ones may be further away than others. Main idea number 19. Observing star ages is an interesting and rewarding activity for amateur astronomers. By using binoculars, it is possible to observe the different stages of a star's life cycle. Main sequence stars are those that are in the middle of their lives, while red giants have already used up most of their fuel and are nearing the end of their lifespans. To determine a star's age, one must first identify its spectral type by looking at its color and brightness. This can be done with binoculars by comparing it to other stars in the same area or constellation. Once this has been established, more detailed observations can be made with larger telescopes or specialized instruments. By studying how stars evolve over time, we gain insight into our own place in the universe as well as how galaxies form and change over time. Observing star ages with binoculars is an excellent way for amateur astronomers to get involved in astronomy research. Main idea number 20. Observing star temperatures is an interesting way to explore the night sky with binoculars. By looking at stars through a pair of binoculars, it is possible to observe their colors and determine their temperature. Blue stars are hotter than red stars, so by observing the color of a star you can get an idea of its temperature. The process for determining the temperature of a star involves comparing its color to that of other known stars whose temperatures have already been measured. This comparison allows us to estimate the approximate temperature range for any given star. For example, if we compare a blue-white star with Sirius, the brightest star in our night sky, then we can assume that this particular blue-white star has a similar or slightly higher temperature than Sirius. By using this method, it is possible to gain insight into how hot different types of stars are without having access to sophisticated equipment such as spectroscopes or telescopes. With just your eyes and some basic knowledge about stellar temperatures, you can begin exploring the fascinating world of astronomy from your own backyard. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.